Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch-up. It's for visit rockingham.com.au.
The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch-up on Hit 92.9 with Heidi Anderson, Xavier Ellis and Ryan John.
Welcome to the catch-up. Heidi wasn't in this morning, but Tracy Vo from Channel 9 News filled in.
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
Tune in.
Yep, Channel 9 every afternoon in Perth. So she got the early call. Do you reckon they've got it pretty cruisy? Like, in hours? Like, obviously, it's pretty tense live TV.
I'd say no. I'd say it'd be stressful.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Well, because she just goes, oh, I'm not doing anything every morning. So
she'd be an autopilot, but I still reckon it'd be difficult.
Yeah. Well, I loved having her in.
She was great.
Because she's one of those people that's like, would you say like an acquaintance? Like, we'd see her 3 times a year and just be like, hey, mate, how you doing? Good, cool.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, but she was lovely. It was good to spend some time with her because she was rumoured to take over the Today Show.
She was?
Yeah.
She was, and she put to bed them, did she, or not?
Well, you'll have to stick around and find out.
We also had Damo Martin, Perth Wildcat captain, playoffs coming up, but we eased his pain about being robbed of Defensive Player of the Year for the 7th time.
And also, I didn't realise at the time, but I do now, that did I break up with someone for them on the radio?
Yes, I think you might have.
Sorry about that.
Sorry, John Smith.
I was going to say his real name, but John Smith. Sorry about that, pal. Anyway, enjoy today's episode. Heidi is not in today, so filling in as we welcome to the studio from Channel 9 News, Tracy Vo. Good morning.
Oh, hello. Thanks for the applause.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. So do you just want to explain what happened this morning?
Okay. So weirdly, I was already up at about 6:15, 6 o'clock anyway.
What are you doing up at that time?
Well, I'm looking through websites, trying to see what actually topics for the Pulse or 9 Live Perth, which both of you have appeared on and Ryan's appeared on, prominently. And
thank you.
Was half naked on there at one point.
I did take my shirt off on your show. Sorry about that.
And didn't turn up yesterday.
Yeah.
Yes, that's why I'm surprised you came in.
Mate, all right, you owe me then.
I do, and I felt so bad this morning when they said, Tracy's going to come and fill in, and I was like, I totally cancelled on their show yesterday because I was not feeling well. Now you, just so lovely, like, you know what? I'm just going to come and help you out and do you a favour.
And make you feel guilty.
Yeah, well, it's worked.
Good.
But no, I got a call from the publicist, and she's like, look, can you just run into Hit 92.9? I went, okay, great. It'd be great to see you guys, and here I am.
Does it undermine how easy our job is that you can just get a random phone call, walk in and just do our job, and where you, when you're doing TV news, you're preparing all day and you've got years of experience?
Not really. It's just, it's fun. It's great to, it's a privilege actually to be invited, to be honest. So, not everyone can do these jobs, trust me.
Did you wear shoes?
I've got slide-ons.
Okay, I can't go barefoot.
I did notice that.
No, is Zave barefoot?
He is.
Zave, we've got a guest in the studio.
Yeah, I usually get emails from the boss saying there's a guest coming. Can you at least bring shoes?
No, I'm not a guest. I'm an old friend. It's fine. We go way back.
I don't know if you're allowed to answer and if it's rude to ask, but your name at the end of last year was thrown around when the Today Show, Carl, is he going to stay? Is he going to go? Who's going to replace him? And then if he gets replaced by the newsreader, there's all these rumours. And I love to see that your name was in the mix because sometimes people have this thing that, we always get forgotten about in Perth and we're just so far away. Over East doesn't care about us. So I liked that I saw your name in the mix. So are you allowed to say, like, what happened? Did you get a call?
Nothing happened. I was way overseas. So, and I just got all these text messages about the rumour that was going around, the speculation. And honestly, nothing. I was always staying put in Perth. And we have a great local element for Today Perth News with Louise Momba, which is on air right now. Hi, Lou. She can't hear us. But, so it's great that we can provide local content here, right here in Perth, rather than me having to be shipped off to the east. So don't worry, everyone.
Yeah.
I'm here to stay.
The way you described it, Rice, sounded perfect. Perfect. The over East don't care about us.
Yep.
Perfect.
Yep.
And we're a small place where we get hidden away. Like, even better. Like, I think that's perfect.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we're a bit quirky on this side as well. We're the West Side,
We're the West Side. Trace is going to be sticking around all morning, but we thought we'd get your thoughts on the secret town. Let us just explain what's happened. We've given $50,000 to a lovely lady named Amy, and she's a mother of 4.
Wow.
And so she's in charge, basically. So if people guess it, they steal that $50,000 off her, and if no one gets it right, then she gets to keep the money.
I don't want to steal the money from her.
I said, but think of the drama.
Think of the kids' hearts breaking.
The headlines.
TiVo steals from four kids.
Would you report on that on your own
show?
That
would be awful. It's like, and I stole from
this morning
four
in
kids.
Breakfast Radio in Perth, a witch stole 50,000 and it was me.
Yes, it was me.
All right, well, we'll get you to have a guess. And I mean, this will be a calamity if you guess it right. Our producer's like, we haven't thought this through. This is the sound. Hang on, let's dress it up. Tracy Vo from Channel 9 News for $50,000.
I feel like it's a folding up a chair, an outdoor chair.
Oh my
She's
God.
She's got it.
Our producer's panicking.
Oh my God. Really? My heart was thinking, no, I don't want to steal from the children.
Incorrect.
Oh good, I failed. I'm glad.
I'm
thinking of the children, guys.
You are thinking of the children.
You sound like that person from The Simpsons. Is it Red and Ned Flanders as well? Won't someone think of the children?
Make the move. Hit 92.9. Heidi, Xavier and Ryan.
Heidi not in today, and we've just heard. Are we allowed to confirm the news as I look out at the booth? TiVo. I was going to say TiVo. Tracy Vo, but TiVo from Channel 9 will be in from 7 o'clock co-hosting the rest of the show with us, which is awesome.
Do you know
awesome.
TiVo?
Well, when we, as you love doing the pulse save on 4 p.m. news on Channel 9 every day.
Out of the bustling storm. We just spoke about it.
Yeah. So she hosts that on Channel 9 Afternoon News. She's one of the best news readers in the country. There was rumours that she was going to be doing the Today Show this year.
What? The National Today Show?
The National Today Show.
Well, that's going to be our first question.
That'll be our first question. But she's coming in from 7 o'clock. I do feel awkward because I was supposed to be on the pulse yesterday and may have not made it. So the fact that I skipped out.
Did you just not turn up?
No, I met. Well, you know, I.
Did you just not turn up?
Well, that's why you got a message yesterday saying, can you fill in? That was for me.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, so I dogged her show, and now she's so lovely, she's going to come in and fill in on ours. Appreciate it, TiVo.
We'll talk about that.
We'll talk about that. What an absolute legend.
I was today years old. Holding up. When I found out.
It's actually eavesdropping instead of eardropping.
All right, 13-10-60. I was today years old when I found out blank. We did this last week and it was quite surprising to find out all the things that... Does it make you feel smarter to hear the other people stuffing up, Dave?
Yeah, but it's just common language that you use all the time and I've never given it a second thought of what I'm actually saying.
So my cousin Bonnie, she is studying... Is it called like midwifery? Is that the plural sort of term?
Yes.
Yeah, so
to be a midwife.
And... In the first year of her uni degree, so she's studying, I'm assuming, all sorts of biology and physiology and that sort of stuff.
Let me guess, she's one of the nicest persons you know.
She is. Bonnie, my cousin, is amazing. And like you said, every housewife. Housewife?
Oh, right. Midwife, yeah.
Midwife. Lovely. But she came home from uni one day because she was living with mum for a while. And she's like, did you know it's human being and not human bean? I only just learned that today at school.
Yeah, okay, I don't know, I'll have her touch my child on the way out. But,
I was like, yeah, good on you, Bon.
Yeah,
I reckon.
Good try.
I reckon that's more of a primary school kind of...
But I mean, I suppose when you do start at birth, like after conception, you are described as a little bean.
A little bean.
Yeah.
But yeah, human being, not human bean. So 13-10-60, finish this sentence. I was today years old when... And then we want to hear what you've just found out and learned. So 13-10-60, we'll have your calls up next. And we do have... tickets to Wine Machine up for grabs as well,
which
is a great music festival
big day
in March. So 13-10-60, tickets to Wine Machine at Oakover Grounds in Swan Valley, March 30. Tickets at winemachine.com.
Make the move. Hit 92.9. Heidi, Xavier and Ryan.
Have you noticed I've changed seats, right?
You have changed seats. Why is that?
Well, Heidi sits in 1A, so she's got the window, can see what's happening outside.
In first class.
I gave it half an hour just in case she was lucky enough to rise from the dead. She hasn't, so now I've jumped in her grave.
Oh, so you're going to give our guest, Tracy, the dud seat?
Yep.
Yep, okay.
Of course,
at least we're honest with that. Yeah, fair call. Your studio mate, you do you.
I was today years old. Holding up. When I found out.
It's actually eavesdropping instead of eardropping.
All right, 13-10-60. I was today years old when I found out. ... Complete this sentence.
And we've got some tickets to give away too, Rye, for the best caller, I'd imagine.
Yep, Wine Machine, the music festival, the presets, Hayden James, Hot Dub Time Machine there as well, Confidence Man.
Bang, what are they?
Huge lineup there out of the Swan Valley, so get your tickets at winemachine.com or by calling 13-10-60 right now. Let's go to Adam. What did you just learn, Adam? Say the sentence.
Oh, g'day, guys. It's be there or be square, and it's called that because if you're not there, you're not around. You're square.
Hang on, Xavier and I are very simple minded.
No, I think I get it. Yeah, you're hanging around.
Yeah. Be there or be square.
Yeah. If you're not hanging.
If you're not there, you're square because you're not around.
Yes. And if you're around, you're there.
Yeah, that's right.
There you go, Adam. I don't think Ry's got it, but
I was 10 years old when I found it out. But can I just give a quick shout out to my girlfriend Sarah as well?
Yeah, at least you tell her you love her at the end.
Yeah.
Hi Sarah, have a good day.
And you love her.
See you tonight.
Good on you, Adam. Be there or be square. All right, let's go to Casey. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, say the sentence, Casey.
I was today years old when I found out that when you put bump on a Facebook post, it means bump up my post.
I don't even know what that means.
Can you explain? Again, Xavier and I are very simple.
So, you might see it a lot in Marketplace, like when people post something for sale on Marketplace, they'll put bump in the comments.
So it kind of brings their post back to the top of the feed again, right?
Yeah, it stands for bump up my post.
Sorry. So
okay, I've got you.
Bring up my post. BUM. Yeah, right.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay, yeah. Case.
Do you buy a lot of stuff on Facebook Marketplace, Casey, by any chance?
Not really.
Yeah, right. I tried to sell something on there once and I got about 4 or 5 messages going, yeah, sounds great, I'll come around. Then I messaged him back going, yeah, what time? And never heard from him ever again.
So that's just a form of Gumtree.
Yeah, Gumtree.
It's Gumtree without using Gumtree.
Okay.
Facebook's just hacking into everyone's space right now. Let's finish off with Serena in Mount Lawley. Say the sentence, Serena.
Hi, I was today years old when I found out that Gesundheit actually means help in German.
Sorry, Gesundheit.
Yeah, Gesundheit. You know when you sneeze and you say Gesundheit to someone? It actually literally translates to help.
Okay, so someone might be having a sneezing attack in Germany or something and they're saying help.
Pretty much, yeah, wishing health on you.
I wonder how many people are saying sentences in other languages, like thinking they're cool and thinking they know what it means, yet have absolutely no idea.
Don't have the translation right.
So have you been using it for years, Serena, not really knowing what it meant?
I have, yeah, almost as a bit of a novelty as well. So it's like, not quite right.
Well, I think we're today years old learning that as well.
I'll say years old, but I learned all three, mate.
All right, at 6:54, your chance to win $50,000 up next with The Secret Sound.
Make the move. Hit 92.9. Heidi, Xavier and Ryan.
And Heidi away today. TiVo from Channel 9 News filling in.
Hey.
Sometimes on this show, TiVo, we've got to thank some people. So, of course, thanks to Rockingham. Rockingham. It's where the coast comes to life. See Rockingham, visitorcentre.com.au.
Very nice work, X. Nailed it.
Another
proud of yourself, then.
I've originally been banned from doing credits. So slowly easing me back into them.
Yeah. Am I like, you know, giving you a lift here?
Yes, no, I'm getting some support. So I appreciate it. I'll be back doing credits at some stage soon.
Well, I don't think the issue was the 10 seconds of you doing the credit. I think it was the minute of you congratulating the credit afterwards.
Like we've just done again.
Hey, this bloke comes up to me at the gym yesterday and he says, Ryan, I'm about to commit a dog act and I'm not sure if I should do it or not. Now, I just need to state, this guy, I met him at the gym here in Perth, but he actually used to live in Bunbury when I did. So I kind of know him, sort of.
A loose relationship.
Yeah, but when he comes up to me and says, I've got this issue, I'm like, am I the guy?
Should you be talking to me about this?
Yeah. Are you worried about where this is going, Trace?
I am a little bit, but I'm intrigued at the same time.
It's like you're a married at first sight, watcher.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Sounds like an episode for you.
Yeah, I know.
This could be. So pretty much this guy last week for Valentine's Day organised a surprise trip down south because him and his partner, they're both into not full hiking, but they like going away and camping for the weekend and going for walks. So they went to, is it like walking? Warpole and Manjimup, sort of that area down south. And he safe. Yeah, sounds about right.
Yep.
Yeah. But he said, I'm pretty sure this relationship is done.
Wow.
And so it's almost like a final trip, like kind of almost a swan song. But he goes, I'll let us enjoy our weekend together and then I'll break the news to her.
Sounds like a true crime podcast coming up.
Well, if you had a sense of humor, I was like, it sounds like if she goes to Warpole, she ain't coming back. No. But he said, this has already happened. And I was like, she's still alive, right? Yeah. But when they were going on
last weekend,
a Valentine's Day present to each other.
Okay.
And when they're walking through the tracks, because it is quite hilly and it's really intense walking, if that's the thing you can say. But she stood on something and did her ankle in the middle of nowhere.
Dear.
So he had to help her out and carry her back. And it turns out that she has actually broken her ankle. And now she can't go to work because I think she has a sort of a physical job where, I guess anyone who's got a
broken ankle is difficult.
So she's got 3 weeks off work. She's in bed and the legs up. And he's like, I feel like I can't dump her now because it's like kicking a a dog when they're down sort of thing. Yeah. Like, and they're not fully living together, but it's one of those, she stays there 6.5 nights mm-hmm. a week sort of thing. And she's at his house, foot up, in plaster, and he's like...
And he's taking care of her,
He's
really.
Taking care of her, and he's like, I don't think... I can dump her.
I'm like, what are you gonna try? Cringing here. Yeah, look at if you could see my face, I'm like, whoa.
So I'm a little bit like, well, she's having a bad time as it is. It's not going to get much worse.
I mean, I think out of respect for her, I suppose, just be honest. I mean, I don't think there's any point. Because also, is it kind of a false sense of security when he's kind of taking care of her? She's like, oh, he's being so great.
Maybe.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So perhaps just maybe...
Rip the Band-Aid.
Rip
the Band-Aid off. She's having a bad time as
I
it
think.
Is.
You know, don't waste anyone's... You know what? Time's precious,
it
mate.
Is.
Like, you know, you got to spend it with people that you actually want to spend it with.
Correct.
But the line that hit me the hardest was, how can I get her to move out when she can't move?
I've seen those patient transport cars.
Do you know what? Are we really the right people for advice here?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Well, and he said this to me and I was like, mate, I don't have an answer for you, but can I talk about it on the radio? But 131060, I don't know what he's going to do, but I want to know if anyone else has delayed a dumping for a certain reason. I feel like there will be occasions where you think, oh, this relationship's probably done. Oh, but there's this little asterisk that I just want to take care of.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've heard of stories. I heard of one story where a particular person bought some Ed Sheeran tickets.
Expensive outlay.
Yes. And the female was like, well, I may as well just still go with it.
Yeah.
It's just for a couple more weeks still. But, you know, hey, I'm not going to give up Ed Sheeran tickets.
Yes.
So I'll play along, play nice, go to the concert, and then be like, cool, concert.
See ya.
Bye. Well, 131060, they're the stories we want to hear. Why did you delay the dumping?
Make the move. Hit 92.9. Heidi, Xavier and Ryan.
Tracy Vaux from Channel 9 News filling in for Heidi this morning. Thanks for sticking around all
pleasure.
Morning.
Pleasure. It's been fun.
131060, we want to know, why did you delay the dumping? I was chatting to this guy yesterday in the gym, and he said that at the moment his girlfriend is... holed up at his house with a broken ankle after they went walking in Manjum Up and Warpole for a weekend away. And he wanted to break up with her and he feels like he can't dump her while she's got her foot in plaster. She can't walk. She can't even move. And she's in his house and he's looking after her.
I'm just thinking there can't be too many young girls in Perth with broken ankles. So some girl's finding out through the radio that the boyfriend's
that
about.
I just
well.
That is a really good point.
Do you know what, Ryan? Maybe you've done it already for him.
Yeah, well.
You've ripped the Band-Aid off.
Well, Tracy goes, that was my concern. I was like, oh, thanks for the heads up.
Oh, I was like, you know what, I'll just let you keep digging.
If you could email that concern to me at 8 o'clock this morning, that would be great. You're right, though. Although, in theory, would you say if she's not driving to work, she wouldn't hear us?
Hopefully.
Well, I mean, she'll have friends in Europe.
Hopefully not.
Oh, well. And good luck to them in their future endeavours.
You might have an interesting conversation at the gym next time, Ryan.
I'm never going to the gym again. And if you look at my stomach, that wouldn't surprise you in any way. Hey, let's go to Anna. Anna, have you been in a similar situation?
Yes, I have actually twice. But the second one, coming up to Christmas, and didn't want to ruin the family's Christmas. We've been quite close with both sides of the family. So I thought, well, just keep it up. I thought, I'll do it before New Year's. But his birthday is 2nd of January, so I couldn't do it then. Held on a little bit longer and didn't actually get to finalise it till the end of January.
Oh, my God.
That's a lengthy one.
Does it sound like Anna's just too nice?
Mm. She married him.
Yeah.
We did get engaged, but no.
Anna, do you feel like you weren't just breaking up with him, but you were breaking up with his in-laws and the whole family?
Yeah, and that's the thing. I think when you share a really big circle of friends as well, it just makes it really difficult because you know people are going to choose sides. And sometimes it's easier to avoid the drama and just stay together that little bit longer.
It's
obviously worked for you, Anna, so power to you.
Is she with anyone now? Anna, are you with someone now?
I am.
Okay, good. Hopefully you don't have to delay anything. Not for the third time.
And Annie, you like him or are we just sort of slow playing this one as well?
Oh, no, I've liked this one for many years.
Okay, excellent. Thank you, Anna. I'm from Palmyra. Let's head to Canning Vale now. James, what happened?
Okay, so...
I love it.
Deep breath.
Okay.
Deep breath.
Right, so it was delayed for about a year.
Ooh.
So it was a very, very long delay. So it started off with, it was right around her birthday, and I went, right, well, I can't do it because it's her birthday. About a month later, give or take a couple, maybe a week or so, her uncle contracted a very rare form of cancer. It was quite aggressive. It killed him within about 10 days, I think. Ooh, just wow, under yeah. 2 weeks. Yeah. He went from being completely healthy to all of a sudden just gone. So I was like, well, I can't go now because I've got to go to the funeral and everything.
Yeah.
It came out about a month after that the father had been cheating on the mother and ran off. So completely broke the family down. I went, oh, God, here we go. So here I have to be the consoling one. I can't leave her now. Her father's just walked out of the house.
For me, that was your out.
Oh, gosh.
No, because James is actually a nice guy.
Yeah, sorry.
Well, the thing is, because she had a younger sister who was about 6 or 7, and so we became quite close.
Okay.
And you can't leave a 6-year-old crying. You know, her father's just walked out of the house.
Of course,
so I was like,
yeah.
Well, you know, stick around for a bit. You know, try and make sure everything's all right. And then soon after that, there was a wedding. Then after the wedding, there was a christening. Then after the christening, it was a bloody another birthday. Then it was this, then it was that, and then it was Christmas. And I went, oh, my God, coming around to her next birthday. And I went, all right, I'm done, I'm out. I can't keep doing this. I'm going to drive myself insane.
You really cemented yourself into that family, though, James,
yes.
Didn't you?
Yeah, well, it would have been easier had I not.
Yeah, James, often the questions asked when you do break up with the girl or the guy, how long have you been thinking of doing this? Were you honest in saying about 18 months, or you sort of had to lie and say, the feelings have just raised themselves recently?
It was basically that. I didn't want to turn around and be completely brutal and say, look, you know, it's been like this for the whole time, because considering had I brought it up like that, she would have been like, well, you've gone through the wedding, the christening, the funeral, the father running out.
Yeah.
Like, I probably would have been more of an asshole. Sorry, I shouldn't have said that.
No, you're right, mate. Beep. we beeped it, mate, in delay. You're all good.
Make the move. Hit 92.9. Heidi, Xavier and Ryan.
It would have been 3 months ago, Ryan. Yeah. My world came crashing down.
What happened? You had a child?
Yes, truth. That runs in that. No. Loved Ted at all so much.
Of course.
That wasn't the issue. Yeah. Youths moved in across the road.
Are you aware of how old you sound when you say this?
Well, you sound like Emily when you say that to me, because as about 3 months ago they turned up. They've been there and they had a bit of a rotation. A few other people moved in or whatever.
Yeah, it's like a share house sort of situation.
Share situation. In our street, it's only a short street, probably, I don't know, 80 metres long or something. Yeah. I think there's 14 kids in the street. Not including youths. Youths aren't kids. So,
when you say that, you mean like it's a family street.
Yeah, bikes, trampolines, everything. Great little street to live in.
Yep.
And we've been overtaken by youths. But
they've come in hard.
And they came in hard. And the day they moved in, coincidentally, someone drove down the street quickly.
Yeah, right.
And don't get me wrong, I know I sound old.
Yeah.
But
no one's disputing that.
But I was a little bit like, and my dad used to always say it, if you hit a kid, you are in jail. Is it worth driving 60 k's an hour down? You know what I mean? Like, it's not to get there to make your cars go squeak or whatever they do, youths.
Because they think they're cool.
It's just not worth it. Anyway.
Spinning the wheels on the Commodore.
So I walked in dead set to him and I was like, youths are in. They're doing burnouts. Da, 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 da. Turns out the car was just driving down the street, because it is one of those endless streets. You know, it goes, you pop out in another direction.
Yep.
So, you know, the youths, and I wasn't overly concerned about them after a while. They'd gone quiet.
Okay, they've calmed down.
They've gone quiet. However, yesterday I opened up the flywire door to get out of the house, and a little thing fell out of the crack in the door, and I thought, oh, it must be a parcel I have to collect from the post office.
Those
ones where they jam in the side of the door.
Yeah, we couldn't fit in your letterbox. Come pick it up.
Come pick it up. Da-da-da. Yep. Anyway, I went looking, and I bent over, and there was a nice bit of black cardboard or thick paper cut out with a silver pen writing on it. And straight away you're like, well, that's a girl's writing, because obviously much neater than what anything a male could do.
Yeah, not written on the back of a dirty newspaper in a biro.
So a beautiful, nice silver, you know, a paint pen and a black, beautiful bit of it. Looked nice. I was like, this is interesting. The letter read, "Dear neighbour, just wanted to let you know we are having a fancy dress party Saturday, Chiefs and Indians. Feel free to pop over and join in. We'll endeavour to have the music off by 12. Thanks. Number 8, 04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04-04- wouldn't care at all. But yeah. that is how, if you're going to have a party, that is how you set it up with your neighbours.
Yeah.
Pop over if you want. And I couldn't give it. And I'm joking that I'm old. I couldn't care if the music went till 3 a.m. I just couldn't care at all. But, to, you know, just to say, we'll try and get it off by midnight. Here's our phone numbers.
Yeah.
Feel free to pop over. Little do they know I've got an Indian chief dress up at home.
You've got a whole back catalogue of dress ups. You're ready to go.
My Saturday night's now booked in. I'm going to be partying with the youths. But that is how you set up a party at your house. Nice little note. Looked nice.
Yeah.
Made us feel welcome. As if we're going to pop over, but...
Do you think it's an empty offer? They're just saying that to be nice?
No, I always say, and when I muck around saying use, I think they're all, you know, 9-to-5 workers and all that sort of stuff. They've never been an issue in the world.
Yeah.
But it was always, because we used to always get told, just pop over and offer them a box of beer or something if you're going to have a
break
party. And, you know, just in case something does happen, you've got that relationship already.
Yeah.
So for me, that was exactly how, if you're a young person having a party... Don't worry, but maybe the black nice little invite with the silver pen.
Very fancy.
A little bit excessive. You don't need to do that. But pop over, start that relationship because I actually could not care if they had an all-nighter now.
If you're not going to go, I will take that invitation though because I got nothing else to do on the weekend.
Well, it's a plus 15. I'm bringing a few.
Yeah.
Make the move. Hit 92.9. Heidi, Xavier and Ryan.
Yep, $50,000 up for grabs, and it's only up for grabs until next Friday. It's currently in the account of Amy from Averley. She is a mother of four. If someone guesses it, they steal that $50,000 from her. If no one guesses it before Friday, Amy keeps it and it is hers to do what with she likes.
And the tax man will not get a lick, right? How good's that?
100% not. No way. Unless you're a professional secret sound player.
And anyway, good on you. G'day, Naomi. How are you going?
I'm good, thanks. How are you guys?
We're going very well in here. Heidi Anderson is away sick, so it's just the boys for now with TiVo on the way. But
I know, it's the Naomi, Xavier and Ryan show at the moment, Naomi.
Absolutely.
Four's yours.
Now, mate,
well, I'll take her place.
Yeah, good on you, mate. Have you had the same sound in your mind, the same answer in your mind from the beginning, or have you been flicking around a little bit?
No, I actually had a guess before. I got through once before, and I got it wrong.
Oh, so you're one of the lucky ones that's going to have a second chance saloon.
Yes.
All right, well, let's just have one.
I know I'm going to win this.
Oh, right. Yes. All right, let's just have a quick listen again.
Judge Judy is...
Oh, sorry, there we go.
That was the clue.
Judge Judy is well known in the courtroom.
That's the clue, and here's the sound. So, Naomi.
Yeah?
What do you think it is for $50,000?
All right, I think it is a microphone being connected to somebody's shirt.
A microphone connected to someone's shirt. That does make a lot of sense.
And it rustling on the chest and that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's have one more listen. And, Zave, you've said a few times you've included the microphone itself as part of the sound, haven't
you? Sticky tape.
And sticky tape.
Yeah.
All right. Incorrect.
Oh,
incorrect.
No.
That is a really good guess, though.
Yeah.
I thought I'd take your clues into account.
So how did you use the clue of Judge Judy in the courtroom? How did that come into it?
She obviously has a microphone connected, and so do the people who come up to talk to her.
Yep.
That makes sense.
Guys have mentioned microphone a few times, so I thought I'll go with that.
Yeah, we have no idea though. We're just guessing like you.
Well, I thought I'll take your guesses into account.
Nah, good on you, Naomi. Yeah. Bad luck this morning, and hope you have a good day.
Yeah, thank you. You too.
No worries at all. You can check out the sound on our website, and there's also a page there that shows you all the incorrect guesses as well. And coming up after 7:30, Damien Martin's going to join us. He actually got all of the Perth Wildcats to have a guess as well.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
And what do you go with?
Well, actually, we'll play it right here. This is what Damo thought.
When you scrumple up a container, a plastic bottle, it reopens and then maybe he's thrown it into a bin. Maybe.
I can confirm that is not correct.
We always knew Marto was a bit of a slowie.
Well, next chance is with Kat at 10 o'clock is when you can guess. The biggest house land sale is here. Homebuyers Hot 100. It's no secret. Visit homebuyers.com.au.
Make the move. Hit 92.9. Heidi, Xavier and Ryan.
Steal from Martin. Brilliant defending on Durant.
Damien Martin from the Perth Wildcats.
You got any tattoos?
No, but my 16-month-old daughter, she keeps insisting on getting Emma the Wiggle tattooed on us.
Oh, yeah, our favourite Wildcat.
Yeah, he sings, he plays, just good at life.
Damien Martin, welcome.
Let's have some fun. Here we go.
Damo, thanks for coming in.
Not a problem. Can I just quickly state that when I say he sings, he dances, good a lot, I'm not talking about myself.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
It sounded like that. I was like, really? Wow, Damo.
I'm just patting myself on the... I can't sing and I'm a horrible dancer.
Well, everyone else says you're good at life, so you may as well jump on and say you're good at life as well, because I think we all concur. Yeah. Damien Martin's good at life.
Every time I hear that, I'm like, who do I think I am? Yeah.
Now, Tracy Rowe from Channel 9 News, you've got a bit of... Is it a, would you say an exclusive about Damien Martin?
Though, because I've got to get the evidence first. We had, you know, you come
this
on the...
We're a non-fact-checking site.
Exactly. No, this is all real. It's fact. But you joined me on the polls sometimes for Nine Live Perth, Damien. And then we had Tom Jervis on, and we had this topic about this girl who was the Jetstar staff said that she couldn't wear a particular outfit because it was inappropriate, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I threw a question to him, and he said, oh, gee, Damien Martin, he's got some questionable outfits every time we fly away, you know, with the team. And I was like, really? What? I was like, well, I can't really describe them. I said, you've got to get some photo evidence next time. So he promises me he's going to bring in some photos of your questionable outfits on flights.
Look, I'm the first to admit I have no fashion sense whatsoever.
I kind of did say that when you weren't in here.
So I've got no problem with that. But yeah, they did judge me the other day. We were just over in Melbourne for the NBL Awards dinner. Yes. And the next morning I woke up and I'd actually worn my black NBL socks under my suit. And I was like, they're black.
Yeah, black.
Totally
yeah,
fine. That's fine. That's
but
totally
the
fine.
Happy socks that I had packed to wear that I forgot to wear were my only clean socks. So here I am with my runners, you know, my travel gear, but I'm wearing like these bright red and smiley faces, all on my happy socks that I didn't make the cut the night before. They're like, guys, that's enough. Damien, that's you're it. Out of here. So some of the guys take pride in their appearance and me not so much.
I like that's that so for funny. You, that was a mistake. But for Xavier, that's most days.
I thought happy socks were a killer.
They should be worn every day.
I wear them in every day. And I just, if I'm having a bad day, look down at your feet and you just feel so much better about yourself.
I'm looking down at your feet.
It makes everyone else feel better.
Yeah. Yeah. I 100% agree with that.
I'm looking down at your feet and they're not making me feel better. If only we were wearing happy socks over those things.
100%. Now, Damo, you did mention awards night, the NBL awards night, and congratulations to the Perth Wildcats, finished on top of the ladder. We spoke about, you know, previously home finals, how important they are, and you guys have nailed it, so congratulations. But the awards night was a little bit of a strange situation with Andrew Bogut, first of all, not going up to did he appreciate it? It was all a bit weird. He didn't go up and accept the award that he'd won, the Defensive Player of the Year, which will be called the Damien Martin. You've won it six times, is that right?
Yeah.
So Andrew Bogut's won it and hasn't gone up on stage. Was that how does that take it in the ballroom?
So they were sitting, so every team was there and you sit at your team, and the Sydney Kings table was right next to ours. First and foremost, they were not happy with us because we'd lost an overtime game earlier that day to Melbourne.
Yes.
Oh. Had we won, Sydney would have finished second and had home court advantage. Instead, we blew an 8-point lead, losing overtime, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, that's fine.
They weren't happy with us.
Yeah.
But anyway, so when Bogue's name was announced to win Defensive Player of the Year, we turned to the table to start clapping, and he starts to get up, but then Dane Pinot, one of the young fellas on the team, was like, no, I got this. So he had spoken to Bogut as a joke. Well, Bogues thought it was a joke, saying, if you win, I'm going to make the acceptance speech. Similar to what Will Farrell did on behalf of Tiger Woods for the ESPY Awards years ago.
Although Will Farrell's a little bit different.
Dane, the bloke who had to introduce himself on stage.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
like, Will nailed it. Dane was pretty funny. But at the time, because we couldn't really hear what he was saying, we're like, what's going on? But even better, which you missed on the coverage, was soon afterwards, Larry Kesselman, the owner of the league, the saviour of the league, he came down to Bogut and congratulated him and then said a few more words that I don't think...
Did you hear them?
No, I didn't hear them, but we're just all staring going, what's going on?
Oh, my God.
Drama at the awards.
Yeah, it was. But I actually listened to the speech a second time after hearing Will Farrell's and thought, it was pretty funny.
Again, very different people. Now, what I believe... Damien Martin, you should have won the Defensive Player Award for the seventh time. Trace, would you agree? Damien Martin should have won it for the seventh
time. I mean, I think there are a few controversies at the awards.
There were.
I believe.
Why should have Damo won it for the seventh time?
Like, Damo, you're too humble. On behalf of Perth, you were robbed, Damo. That should have been yours.
You were robbed. So to make you feel better, 13 10 60, give us a call, people of Perth. When were you robbed? It could be your house was robbed, or you're robbed of an award, or you're robbed of your wife or husband, whatever it was. 13 10 60, give us a call. Let Marto feel better about himself, because he should have won the seventh Defensive Player of the Year award. And I reckon it should be named after you. When are you retiring? 5 years. Well, we'll name it 5 years.
5 years. On behalf of Xavier Ellis, robbed of a Norm Smith medal in the 2008 AFL Grand Final.
I'm blushing.
The 13-10-60, it can be something big. It can be something quite small. It can be TiVo's Logie snub.
Yes.
The 13-10-60, when we are robbed.
Make the move. Hit 92.9. Heidi, Xavier and Ryan.
Heidi is away today. Tracy Vo from Channel 9 News is filling in. Thanks, Trace.
No worries.
And we've got Damien Martin from the Perth Wildcats as well. Thanks for hanging out.
My pleasure.
Now, is this going to make you feel better, Damo? Because on 13-10-60, we want to know, were you robbed just like Damien Martin was with the Defensive Player of the Year?
Can you just say it once?
No, I actually voted for Bogus.
Yeah, because you can't vote for yourself, mate. We all know that.
They did get Defensive Player of the Year right this year, but I don't mind, you know, a bit of a confidence boost. So go ahead, guys.
You're so humble, Damien. You really are.
I'll say it. You're a Defensive Player of the Year every year in my eyes, Damo.
Yeah, thanks, mate.
Yeah, Bogut isn't defending any dogs from burning fires or whatever he did last week as well. So
yes. Did you see it on the news, Trace?
Yes, we did. Of course I did.
So I do hope that you credited me for the story because it was my scoop that ran with that.
Yes, Hang on. He's leaving out that why it was his scoop because someone had sent me a death threat about gambling on the game. I was like, hey, is this you, Xavier?
It was my burner account.
All right, let's head out to Osborne Park. Lucas, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, mate.
Now, were you robbed of something as well?
Yeah. About 3 years ago, in the last game of the footy season, a couple minutes left to go, took one of the biggest marks of my career in the goal square.
Yep.
Landed in a pothole, tore my ACL, and my best mate scooped up the ball, kicked the winning goal, and beat me by one goal in the leading goal kicking.
Oh, so does that make you feel better, Marto?
I'm just wondering where he's playing with potholes. I mean, mate, that's
Who do you play for, Lucas?
I used to play for Balladura.
Balladura, yeah. Wait,
is there a show or a council that runs that over? We might be able to get you a payment.
Yeah.
Zave knows a few lawyers in the family. Might be able to help you out.
I fell in a pothole at school and they were very worried that I'd sue them because I broke my ankle. Yeah.
So that's how you got straight A's at the end of it.
Well, that's how they didn't get expelled. We'll stick it out.
Let's head out to Clarkson. Jared, what happened to you, mate?
It was actually on Valentine's Day when I got robbed.
Oh, yeah, right. Tell me more.
Yeah, the special Valentine's cuddles, all ready to go, planned. I even got the flowers and the chocolates to make it romantic. Rocked up home and her mum was over, staying for dinner.
That is a theft. Robbed.
How's that make you feel, Damo?
No, I ate the chocolates by myself. It's okay.
Could have been a very interesting night, but
Jared, did she stay for dinner as well on Valentine's?
Yeah, no, she only left around like 9:30, and because we have two kids, my wife went to bed. So.
Oh. Those kids, eh?
That is a genuine theft.
I feel like
the
mum tired her out potentially.
Oh, yes.
Not the kids.
I was going to say something to the in-laws, but I'll just let that slide.
Yeah, let it slide.
Let's finish with Simon. Good morning, mate.
Hey, mate, how are you?
Good. Now, were you robbed as well?
Oh, mate, I was absolutely robbed, yes.
What happened?
So, my grades weren't too good in high school, so the only thing I was going for in the yearbook was the most popular kid, because I definitely got around a little bit.
Yeah.
And they gave it to someone else.
Oh.
6 years down the drain.
Yeah. Who'd they give it to, Simon?
Sorry?
Who'd they give it to instead?
I think some kid called Jack.
Oh, well, no, I've met Jack and he is awful. He is awful.
Yeah, thanks for the backup, mate. Yeah.
Good on your side. And Damo, are you feeling better now?
I feel much better about myself. So thanks, guys. That makes me feel like I can get through today.
I've got you back, mate. No worries.
Right, so no game this week, but next week?
No, bye weekend and then Thursday week. So 1 week's time, we will tip off here. Game one of the semi-finals versus the Brisbane Bullets.
28th of February that would be, wouldn't it?
Indeed.
My birthday, so don't forget.
All right, thank you very much.
Make the move. Hit 92.9. Heidi, Xavier and Ryan.
Xavier, I have a question.
Go for it, mate.
What sort of stuff goes into the recycling bin at home?
Bottles, beer bottles.
Yep.
Newspapers.
Yep. What other sort of stuff do you put in there?
Tins can go in there sometimes. It's a confusing process. It's a very confusing process.
Look, I think it's pretty clear cut. You've got particular coloured lids for what's recycling, what's
yellow.
Recycling.
Yes, but the lids on the food aren't coloured in the way that I know where to put them.
So you think it should say on the label, by the way, Xavier, red this lid. Is a recyclable.
This is a red litter. That's how it should be. It is confusing.
No, not recyclable, just which colour lid.
Yeah, just a
bin.
Lid.
Which colour
red,
bin?
Yellow. Bang, easy.
I've got a message from your beautiful partner, Em, and the mother of your child, and this is what it says. I frequently find general rubbish, food waste, and even dirty nappies in recycling and have to spend 30 minutes fishing it all out and placing it in the correct bin, which is only 10 centimetres. Xavier believes that recycling is a suggestion and not an actual fact. Is this true or false?
Well, technically, it is a suggestion. No one's policing it. It's a suggestion that you use the right lid. And I try my very best, but at times I get confused and I sometimes bugger it up.
Do you have, well, I guess, baby brain, I suppose?
Well, kind
or newborn
of.
Brain. I don't know.
Baby brain?
They can. Well, lack of sleep. Right?
Lack of sleep. Well, there you go.
I'm trying to play devil's advocate here, you know.
And I'm doing everything at home at the moment too. So the eyes are glazed. Right? The eyes are glazing over.
Okay, Ryan, well, I think you're going to get another message from Xavier's partner.
Well, she can say to
herself. She's going to wrap things up.
Em's on the line here. Good morning, Em. How are you doing?
Good morning, Ryan. Good morning, Kevo.
Yeah.
You don't try your best. That's a lie. You don't try at all. You just chuck anything you feel like into the recycling and then someone has to fish it out. It's just, you're not trying. You need to step it up.
Well, I'll tell you what we can start with. You actually doing the rubbish at any stage of your life.
Xavier Ellis.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, Chunky. Is that a suggestion or an option?
No,
or?
It's not. Look, there are three bins there, two normal ones and one recycling. So the dirty nappies, do not go in the recycling, ever.
That was the night you had gastro and I was swamped. That was the night you soiled yourself, remember?
Oh, no. Em, I have a question for you. Yes. Are you currently, you're studying your MBA?
I am, yes.
You have a newborn child, which I'm guessing is keeping you pretty busy.
It's amazing.
Correct,
Do you have a spare 30 minutes every couple of days to go and, you know, adjust all Xavier's work and be fishing in the bins?
Work. It is work. I appreciate you putting it down as work.
Yeah, but if it takes Em 30 minutes to correct your 2 minutes work, it doesn't seem very efficient.
Well, there's a way we could sort this out, Em. You could have two bins and you put them in which one and then I simply take them outside and you can label
I've actually got a better idea. So I went online yesterday after my little rant and I've printed off a little cartoon diagram. So cartoon yes, cartoon no for what goes into the bin, like a four-year-old. So
clever.
Having to deal with...
Clever.
So, like I would for a child, I'll put a little sticker on the bin so you know what goes in it and what doesn't.
Yeah, but the problem is it's the which bin or which bag he takes out of those particular bins and which colour bin he throws it in. So perhaps you might need to do those labels on the actual bins outside too.
Drives me nuts. Absolutely nuts. I mean, just a you know, no food waste, no Uber Eats bags, no cheeky Nandos, just how do you feel? Glass, just recyclables in the recycling bin. It's not that hard.
Where's our son? I think you should. I think I can hear him crying.
Well, speaking of Teddy, Em, I have a question. How old's Teddy now?
5 months.
Five months.
Who's more hard work? Is it mothering Ted or is it mothering Xavier Ellis?
Absolutely no contest. It is harder work mothering Xavier Ellis.
There it is.
Now, Emily, you know I've been invited to a party across the road with some young, faster girls than you at the moment. I'm going to go to that party. I'm going to go to that party on Saturday night. So you just be very careful.
They sent you a courtesy note. It's not an invite.
Make the move. Hit 92.9. Heidi, Xavier and Ryan.
13 10 60. When were you blindsided by a snake? We're talking Kardashians. Now, Chloe has a child with Tristan Thompson, who is an NBA basketballer, but also is a cheater. He's been caught several times. Now, the latest rumors coming out of America is he's had a fling with a girl called Jordan Woods, who is Kylie Jenner's best friend. Now, it's all a bit incestuous. I understand that, but I believe he has run off with the best friend, who had been at all the birthday parties, the weddings, and all that sort of stuff.
He was at a single women's party on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that's confusing.
Why was he?
Yeah, that's not a good sign.
A single women's party. Why wasn't he with, which one was it? Chloe.
Chloe.
Sorry.
Now, it is also, Chase, he's 7 foot tall.
Okay, yeah.
So you're not blending into a crowd.
No.
You're Tristan Thompson, you're 7 foot tall, and you're at a single Valentine's party. But 13 10 60, when were you blindsided by a snake? We're talking families, relationships, friends, work colleagues. Let us know, 13 10 60.
All right, I'm nervous as we go to Anonymous.
Ooh.
Hello, Anonymous.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Now, what happened? Well, we're good, but how are you?
I'm absolutely fabulous now, but I can completely relate to Chloe because last year I went through absolute hell And I did it twice, just like her, and entered a relationship with someone late the year before. And for about 8 months, we were together, and it turned out he was leading a double life. He had another family.
Ooh, oh, family.
Yeah, how did you find out?
On Facebook.
The old relationship status on Facebook get you.
So it was just one of those things of let's just keep it on the low down because we've both got families and, you know, other families. And, you know, when everything is all settled and that, we will, you know, be public about things. But yeah, obviously that went on and on and on. And I thought this was the most beautiful, beautiful man I'd ever met and was completely in love. And I just saw a congratulations message from his actual girlfriend saying, congratulations on the new job. Love you so much, Marshmallows. I actually rang and told her on the day of her dad's funeral, which I did not know.
Ooh.
And one of the things that really struck me was that she didn't want any contact with me after that. There was no sisterhood. There was nothing.
Well, did she know that you were in a like she knew that you guys were in a relationship?
Well, I told her, yeah.
And did she know that already?
No, absolutely
so she
not.
Was blindsided
so,
as
how
well.
Did she react yeah. though? And I know that you said she hasn't contacted you since, but how did she react when you initially told her?
Well, she was numb. It was the day of her dad's funeral, which yeah. I did feel bad about. But like I said, months went on. He got back in touch with me. They were separated, and I fell for it a second time.
Oh.
But later on, I found out that just after we had sort of split the first time, they'd bought a house together. So, no, they didn't split up. They were, in fact, together. So the second time I rang her, I spent an hour on the phone to her, and it was revealed just what kind of person this man was.
Oh, my God.
And all through that, they are still together.
Wow.
Well, you're better off without him, Anonymous.
I think so. I think you dodged a bullet there.
Absolutely. I'm a beautiful man now.
Great.
I couldn't be happier.
Yeah,
so
great.
Good to hear.
Good end to that story. Thank you. Thank God
but
for that.
But also, highlighting the sisterhood, I agree with her. You know, I think, you know, she should have I know her father had, she was having her father's funeral that day, but, you know, I think at the end of the day, she should appreciate that this information was given to her out of respect for her.
Absolutely. I'd appreciate it, but I don't think I'd keep the friend. Like, I don't think I'd keep any relationship with this person.
No.
I'd be like, I appreciate it.
No,
thank you.
That's true.
See you later.
I want to know the story, though, and the deets and how it's possible.
Ryan wants to dig deeper.
Yeah. I was just like, how much? It'd be so much planning and time to figure out having two lives. Like, I struggle having one life.
I know. How do people do it? Oh my gosh.
I have no idea. Let's go to Sophie. What happened to you, Soph?
Hi, I was seeing this guy in high school and I told my best friend, I was so excited, could not wait to tell her. A week later, we were out drinking at a party and there she was with him.
Oh, like snogging him or?
Yeah, getting right in there.
Oh, right, okay.
Did you confront them?
I did, we didn't talk after that.
Yeah, I bet.
To either of them.
Oh my God.
So in this instance, you were Chloe and your best friend was Jordan Woods who snuck in there. Is that right?
Yep, that's right.
Now, you obviously dumped him pretty quickly and dumped the friend, I assume?
Oh, yeah, in front of everybody.
Good.
Oh, was it aggressive? Good. I like it.
Yeah.
Good on you, mate.
Good on you, Soph.
Make the move. Hit 92.9. Heidi, Xavier and Ryan.
We do Alpha Bucks, $10,000 up for grabs every day. Heidi away today and Tracy Vo from Channel 9 News is filling in.
Hello.
Having fun, Trace?
I'm having a great time.
But we're going to see you tonight on Channel 9?
Yes, 4
I'll
o'clock.
Start this afternoon,
4
sorry.
4 o'clock and then you got Tomo at 6.
Beautiful, beautiful. Good morning, Julie. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
That's good to hear. You'll be tuning in at 4 o'clock, Channel 9.
Please.
Okay.
It's a soft no.
Like, maybe not.
Now, Julie, your letter this morning is C for Channel. You'll be tuning into Channel 9, okay?
Yeah, I certainly will.
Good
Thank
on you,
you,
mate. Now, you've got 30 seconds on the clock. Every correct answer is $50 or $10,000. You can pass it down. It must take you first. You can also say the same answer twice. All right, you got that?
Yeah, I sure am.
All right, mate. Again, your letter is C. Now, I do have to put a little asterisk on this one today. I'm doing the questions because Hyde's is away.
Yep.
And there is an unwritten rule that there's a very good chance that I will butcher these questions. So we will give you another go tomorrow if I do butcher them. Okay, Julie?
Okay, don't worry.
All right, mate, your letter is C. You have 30 seconds on the clock and your time starts now. Name a vegetable.
Carrot.
Something to be afraid of.
Sorry?
Something to be afraid of.
Cat.
An animal.
Cheetah.
Something you use to take care of your hair.
Comb.
Something to celebrate with your family.
Christmas.
Female actress.
Christina Aguilera.
Something sweet you can eat.
Chocolate.
A music band.
Oh my god.
Time is up. That was pretty good, Zave.
Was that a butchering on my behalf at the start, or was it just a tricky
question?
I think
you did all right.
Did I okay?
You did all right.
Just the thrill of the game. Yeah, thrill of the game.
My heart's racing.
Yeah.
I'm not even doing it.
Your heart's racing. I asked the first question and I forgot I was asking the questions. What an idiot.
We have $350 coming your way, Julie.
Congratulations.
Well done.
My heart is pumping.
Yeah, so is mine, Julie. I'm sitting at about 190. So all the very best, Julie. $350. And we'll see you watching Channel 9 at 4 o'clock today. Good on you, Julie.
Thanks, Julie.
Thank you.
Big shout out to our mates at RAC as well for sponsoring Alpha Bucks. For young drivers, RAC Free2Go Roadside Assistance is free for 1 year. MRB 723. Next chance to win cash is after 10 o'clock this morning with our $50,000 secret soundkeeper. And next week is the last week for that as well. So it's starting to get a little bit hot.
Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch up with for visit rockingham.com.au.